My name is Scott Anderson, and today I want to talk a little bit about the problem of connection. So, first of all, welcome to my podcast for December 2016. I want to talk a little bit about connection. Now, there was a time in the world of connection when I wanted to be connected more than anything on earth. I used to actually drive from Cincinnati, Ohio, to Columbus, Ohio, to work. Now, I would normally drive over on Monday morning, really early in the morning, like 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. So I avoided traffic, and then I would drive home Thursday night late, you know, after working 10-hour days, and then I'd be home for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And in that time period, I mean, it was kind of critical for me. Now, sometimes when the job changed later, I was actually there Monday through Friday because of some issues that the customer was having and things that I had to take care of. But at the time, you know, I was driving Monday through Thursday. So I would be driving from Columbus, Ohio to Cincinnati, Ohio, or Cincinnati, Ohio to Columbus, Ohio. And there was a massive dead spot. This was back in the old CDMA cell phone days. Massive dead spot. Half an hour, 45 minutes of absolutely no connectivity whatsoever. And I was having a lot of conversations with various people throughout the customer's locations, you know, often talking till 10, 11, or 12 o'clock at night, trying to solve the problems that they were experiencing with the product set. And so because of that, you know, I went to the phone company and I said, I need a booster for my cell phone. And so when I got that booster, obviously, then I didn't have that dead zone. In fact, I don't remember the last time I had a dead zone. I literally spent 2 weeks in Europe, and the only dead zone I actually had during that 2 weeks was when we were in a cruise ship and at sea. The rest of the time, I actually had connectivity. I actually had the ability to be connected all the time. I was connected every minute we were on the ground. I was connected every minute we were in Europe. I don't remember the last time I found a huge dead spot. You know, there's a couple around where I live, and I know where they are, and they're like 30 seconds long. And that's 30 seconds driving in city stop-and-go traffic. I mean, it's not 30 seconds, you know, 30 seconds, you know, a mile and a half or 2 miles of ground to cover. It's probably less than a half a mile, maybe a mile in distance. So this concept of connectivity has changed. In fact, the other day I was walking with my sons, and I realized that they were staring at their screens responding to text messages for a game they were playing that night with friends. And I don't know why, but I suddenly realized that we may have gone too far, that we may have given up humanity a little bit to be connected. And I know I was one of the people pushing for the connectivity. I've been designing IT systems for years. I've been helping build IT systems for years. I've been doing this for years. I've been someone who has built these systems for years. And in that time period, you know, I've really tried to remain connected. I remember back in the day when you used to get on an airplane going to Europe, and you know, it wasn't $19 to buy Wi-Fi for the flight. You weren't connected. So if you were on a plane for 7.5 hours, you were out of touch for 7.5 hours. That was just the way it was. I used that time to work because then I could get a lot of stuff done in a short time period, but that was then. Now you can stay connected even on a flight. You can actually be on a flight and be connected to the world around you. You can stay connected. You can interact. You can call people. Theoretically, you're not supposed to call people on a airplane, but you could. I know that the FAA is thinking about, you know, whether or not you can call. But the reality is there aren't that many dead spots left in the world. There aren't that many places where you can go and suddenly be free and clear of cellular connection. In fact, the other day, you know, we were heading out into the Chesapeake Bay on a boat, and I realized, you know, there's no cell signal at a certain point out in the bay. Once you're far enough away from shore, there's no cell signal there. There's no signal to receive, no signal to send, and so you don't have cell phone service. And my first thought was to buy a booster and mount the booster on the roof so that I would gain the extra mile of connectivity that I needed in order to not lose connectivity. And that's when I started thinking about this concept of, am I too connected? Is it too much to be connected? Are we connected too much? Do we, in fact, find more value in the connected device than in the people around us? Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson. Thank you for reaching my podcast. Hope you have a great day. And say hi to somebody today.